This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare at the National Conference of State Legislatures annual meeting in Atlanta. The debate over the President's Health Care Reform Act continues, with Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius issuing a blunt defense of the program earlier this week. Georgia, of course, one of the states that has declined to set up its own health exchange or to expand its Medicaid program under the Health Care Reform Act. Senator Renee Unterman of Buford is a Republican. She is chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate. Senator Unterman, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you, and it's great to have NCSL here in Atlanta.
Secretary Sebelius basically was saying this is the law now. The idea of fighting it has already passed. It's up to states to decide what to do. Do you think there's any point in trying to undo Obamacare at this point?
Well, I know in particular that Congress has actually voted on the bill 40 different times.
The House has, anyway.
Yes, and 24 states have been reluctant to join, and of course Georgia is one of them. And it's been very interesting to have the HHS secretary here in Atlanta, in a very definite red state, in one of the states that has been recalcitrant, because we do not believe that the Affordable Care Act is going to be successful. And we have protected that and defended that in court.
But in the meantime, with the October 1st deadline coming up to get things set up and rolling, doesn't the state have an obligation to set up the education for folks who want to go on the federal exchange that would be set up here, get navigators going, and be prepared for the law to take effect?
Well, I think the controversy, and this involves the insurance commissioner, Ralph Hutchins, and I think he's done a very good job. He's put the rates out there, and the rates came back, and they were exorbitantly high. And, of course, we're very concerned. What good does it do to put the insurance out there and say, here it is, it's available, but you can't afford it? But, yes, we're going along, and we're following the letter of the law like we have to. But, you know, if the law is broken, the law needs to be fixed, is our opinion.
How much of the confusion is self-inflicted because states that could be going ahead and getting things set up are instead fighting the law, asking for delays, and then coming back and saying, oh, we're not ready, when part of that lack of preparedness could be blamed on the states just getting into a political fight with the administration?
When you look at how big the act is, it's volumes and volumes of pages telling us what to do, but not exactly telling us how to implement it. And that's the problem. And we have asked. I have been to Washington, D.C. I have met in the HHS Secretary's office through NCSL saying, what are we going to do? We've got to meet these deadlines. And every time we turn around, it seems the playbook changes. And we want it to go smoothly. We want people to have insurance just like everybody else does. But it's not working. You just have to admit it's not working. Slow down the freight train and let's reevaluate what's going on and give the states the opportunity to help make it work.
Haven't the states already had that opportunity, though, and have they taken advantage of it if they're continuing to fight the ACA?
You know, I often wonder if when Medicare and some of the big initiatives like in the 60s, the war on poverty, did they have enough time to get started? Or do you just dive off the diving board and get thrown into the lake? You know, I don't know the answer to that because I wasn't elected, of course, during those times. But I think it's just time to take a deep breath and say, you know, what's going on here? And if so many states are recalcitrant, I mean, Georgia's not alone. Let's just take a deep breath and reevaluate it. And you know, I really don't appreciate, you know, the secretary coming here and say, look, it's the law, do it. Well, we don't know how to do it. And that's what we were trying to say to her.
If we don't try this and give it a chance, what's the alternative?
Well, you know, in the state of Georgia, I think we've done a pretty good job with our Medicaid rolls and getting people onto Medicaid, and it's our fiduciary responsibility to take care of those people. The other concern that I've heard a lot about is the connection to the IRS and your taxes and the health IT part of it. Is, do you want your health records being floated all over the universe and the iCloud? And that's a very big concern, and that's an issue that hadn't even been addressed yet. We hadn't even touched that bubble yet.
So the bottom line for people who are going to try to navigate this system and shop around for healthcare, are they going to have the help from the state that they need to get through the system to make the choices they need to make once October 1st comes?
You know, I think I have confidence that we have intellectual people that are working on it, and we're going to do the best we can for the people of the state of Georgia.
Senator Renee Unterman is a Republican from Buford. She is chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate. Senator, thanks again for giving us this much time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.